Welcome back to It's All G. Guess what, guys? Today is my birthday!
Yay!
Actually, we recorded this before, but I mean, comes out
today. Happy birthday, Ashupo!
How old am I? 33.
Yes. Yeah, the big 3-3.
Yeah, I like being 33.
So it's technically her birthday while you guys are watching this, but obviously not while we record this, since we record a little bit earlier. But happy birthday to Ashupo.
Woohoo!
Your birthday week.
I know. I don't know what I wanted to do.
What do you want to do?
I don't know what I want to do.
If you could do anything, what would it be?
I want to do my hair. Definitely want to do my hair. Go to get my nails done.
Sure.
I don't know. I want to change my hair a bit. Obviously, I'm not going to cut it short. And I always say that I want to cut it short. But then once I did it, I cut it like when I was like, what, 18 or something. I remember I told myself, okay, no, I want to change. Let's just cut it short. I cut it up to here. And I regretted it. I cried to my mother. I don't look nice anymore. I hate this. I don't know why.
I don't like short hair anyways. Yeah. So.
But then again, I think I did cut it like up to here and I still regretted it. So now I still, like in my head, I'm like, oh, I want to cut my hair short, but I know I regret it. So
thank God.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. But I definitely want to color my hair again because I'm getting a few of the grays are coming.
Old lady now.
Yeah, man. No, it's because my
father. Mother of two.
My father got gray hair. My grandfather got gray hair at a very young age. So I think I've got those genes. I mean, I got it when I was 28, man, the gray hair, I think. And now it's just gotten worse. Right? It's only up to here. It's just here. At least come in here. No, it just has to come here. But yeah. I want to do that for my birthday. And of course, we're planning a little party at Shoulders by Harpo's. We usually, every month, we have this event called Let There Be Gin, where we get all these band members to come together and sing. So it's called Mixed Fruit Jam. So it's like an afternoon gin and jam sesh. So I thought, okay, I've not done anything for a really long time. I think even before COVID, I didn't do anything. I can't remember.
Yeah, it's been a while since you did something for your birthday.
When was the last time we did something for my birthday? I really can't remember.
You were pregnant for two birthdays in between COVID and now, so.
Yeah, I can't remember what I did. I don't think I did
so
anything.
So party.
So I'm ready to go crazy.
We're going to have
Today I told my dad, I was like, oh, we're having, you know, a bit of a session at Shoulders, you know, on Sunday. And he looked at me and was like, what do you mean by session? Like, he knew. He was like,
he's so like hangover.
Hangover, yeah. He's like, hangover. I'm like, yep. I'm not going to deny it. For sure, that's going to be a hangover, definitely. But yeah, I'm really excited because we're going to get all our friends and our family together and, you know, just drink and dance.
Yeah. So what do you want for your birthday?
What do I want for my birthday? Ooh, what do I want? I don't want anything. I can't even think.
Order some stuff online for sure.
Yeah, maybe. But let's see.
Yeah.
I think I have everything I want, so I don't really want anything.
Oh, corny.
You're very silly. But yeah, I don't really specifically want anything, of course. But yeah, that's the plan for my birthday. And of course, I'm getting the parents to come actually the day before. On the day of my birthday.
So pretty much, by the time you're watching this, they should have been here already.
Yeah.
For breakfast.
I'm getting confused now.
Yeah. Ashra is not sure which day she's up.
Yeah. So they're coming for breakfast. I thought I wanted to have breakfast with them because usually we have dinner with them, but this time I thought Shan and I can go for dinner and have a family breakfast.
What do you want to do after dinner?
No, we're so silly.
Baby number three.
No. In his dreams. But
yeah, I want another one, but
yeah, he wants another one. I mean, for me, I think they have to be the two, like Abby and Seth have to be a little older and a bit more independent. Maybe then I might think of having a third. But actually, I just want to give all my love to them. I mean, I don't know. All my attention on them only.
But you don't have enough attention for a third one?
I don't know. No, of course, if it happens, then of course that will be there. But like right now, I want to give all my love and attention to only them right now. So, got it?
So what about me? No love and attention
no,
for me?
No, you won't get anything.
Let's see?
See how difficult it is?
But it's... It's been so much fun, right, with the two of them?
Yeah, they're
just
crazy.
Having a ball.
monkeys.
Abuela's personality developing.
Oh my goodness. I don't know. Like, they say that the girls and the youngest are always the naughtiest. And like, she is the naughtiest. Yeah.
She's the youngest and she's a girl and she's naughty.
She's so naughty. Oh my God. But she's not naughty. Also, she's just so cute and cheeky. She's cheeky. She's a little, I don't know. She's just like, when she gets older, I don't know what she'll do. Like, she'd like Shehan always like tells her, Abby, no, don't do this. And then she'll look at you and go, ah! And then Seth is
that's
like,
that's what
stop.
Ashley also does, by
the way. Just go away. Perfect. And then Seth is just like, Nangi, stop, Shahi. So Seth hates loud noise. He doesn't like it at all. And Nangi is a very loud person. She loves to just run around in the house screaming. So sometimes he's just like, Nangi, stop shouting.
And when he tells her to stop, she screams even louder.
Yeah, you can't tell her not to do something. She'll just keep doing it. So, yeah.
I feel battle with her, but let's see how it goes.
Oh my
time.
God, I love it. She's so cute. And now her hair is like growing. And now we're like tying her hair. Putting all the little pigtails.
She has really nice hair.
Cute.
Very thin.
It's very thin. She's like my grandmother. You know, when she was born, as soon as she was born, I looked at her and she was like, oh my God, she's a picture of my grandmother. She has my nose. Luckily, Seth got Shehan's nose, no? Kind of.
Nobody knows.
It's so silly. But, so yeah, when she was born, I was just like, oh my gosh, she's just like my grandmother. She's like her color, her hair, everything. So,
yeah. Yeah, she's really fair, like much fairer than the both of us.
Yeah,
for sure.
I'm yellow.
Yeah, she's like a Simpson. She's quite yellow.
So, yeah. So this week we actually, Vishan and I have been discussing, you know, to do something different for the kids because, you know, we buy them so many, I mean, we buy them toys when we go and it's only like for a short period that they'll play with it. And then Shehan came up with a brilliant idea. Why don't you tell your brilliant idea?
So I wanted to change the atmosphere, change the setting around. Of course, we do have a playroom for the kids, which they love and they're in there a lot, you know. All their toys are there. There's a slide, whatever and whatnot. But then that room can get boring after a little while. There's only so much time they want to spend in there. They love playing outside with
it.
Water
oh
and with, you know, the balls and playing different games and stuff. So within the house, in the living room, I wanted to make it a little more exciting for them as well. Since, you know, we spend most of our time here and they love running around and playing anyways.
I mean, it's really weird, actually. I just love sitting downstairs. I don't like sitting upstairs. Right? I mean, I'm always downstairs. Hi guys, quick shout out. We are at the Sensory Station on Torrington Avenue.
This place is a parent's dream.
We've got
playhouses,
a pulpit, sensory tables,
and a massive outdoor area. So come on over to the Sensory Station,
where the fun never stops. Now back to the episode. Yeah, no, he loves it. Loves upstairs because he has
my
his
computer's
computer
there,
upstairs and his setup is all there. But for me, I just the whole day I'm sitting downstairs. Yeah. Like, even on my laptop, I'm sitting here. So only when I really need to go upstairs and go to sleep or whatever, I'll go up. Because I don't know, I just like it.
Yeah, so we went together to race course.
Yeah.
To the stationery shop. It's like, you know, I still love going to stationery shops.
I loved it.
So
I wanted
nice to
get everything. I'm like, these colors,
yeah, these
pencils,
these stickers. Oh. We bought like
so
a whole
exciting
bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And we came home and then we decided to build somewhat of a road, like a racetrack.
We did a vlog on it.
And yeah, so that's in Ashi's latest vlog if you do want to check that out and see what we're talking about. But so we built a road around the entire living room. So it's like a small cycle path that Seth uses with his tricycle. And then we built, you know, yellow crossings so that, you know, they know where to cross from. And then along the side of the road, we've set up like a hospital, a construction area, a police station, little fun things for them to, you know, do. And of course, Seth loved it. His reaction was
amazing.
Oh my
gosh, you guys have to go see his reaction. Like the way he comes, he's like, ah, oh my god.
Yeah, he just runs and like gets on the ground, this is awesome.
And then, no, what is it? Oh my god, this is so amazing. That's how he said it. It was so cute. I keep playing that back over and over again.
Yeah, that was fully worth all the time we spent building this, you know, overnight.
And I mean, it's such a nice thing to actually do because, you know, for them, you know, they use their imagination with their other toys with this, you know, the environment that we created. And of course, we're going to change it up again in like a month or two, maybe, like adding stuff to the wall or you know, something different, because we brought so much different colored tape. And
yeah, just making sure to keep things interesting for them in their, you know, living space. I mean, because they're here 24/7. Of course, Seth goes to school and we do take them out a lot. But then while you're at home, you want things to be a little bit more magical for them.
Yeah.
So
I mean, like, when people come to house, they're going to just be like, oh my God, what is this? Like, you know, like,
and to be honest,
cousin Angelo came and he was like, what have you all done?
To be honest, I really don't care, you know.
I know. Because
guests are
house.
Here for a little while. They're here all the time, right? So I'd rather it be better for them all the time than, you know, pleasing for guests. Because it's not that it's so bad. It's just, it's toys and play areas all over the place. People with kids would love to come over for sure. Their kids would have a ball. So, yeah, it's so exciting to do these little things.
Yeah, and we created, that, I saw this thing on TikTok as well.
Yeah, all this is from TikTok, by the way. She finds these ideas and says, hey, let's do this, or we should do this. And guess who ends up doing it? So.
I'm not very artsy. Is that the word? Maybe?
Yeah,
you're not a
good dictator.
Get out of here. But yeah, so I just, like, I find all this and then I send it to him. Like, oh, we should do this.
That's it. We should. That's exactly how she comes to me. Yeah. We should do this.
And I helped you. Of course, he had to tell me what to do and all. But yeah, so then I found this thing called an activity book. It's so cool. You know, you draw stuff for them, you know, like, if you, like, an example. So, you know, there's a cloud. And then you put, like, little dots, and he has to trace the pattern. So Shehan created, like, different stuff there. And then what else did you create? An apple, like apple, oranges, and then he has to color the apple in red and then orange. Like, so different things. Why are you laughing
at me? Because I just wanted to know, you made me do that night, and I sat and I did it. But can't you just buy those activity books?
No, I don't think so. I haven't seen it. Otherwise, I wouldn't be getting you to do it.
I'm sure you would be.
If
so,
I knew.
So I literally sat and like did this activity book for kids. Like, it's a blank book and I drew everything on each page.
So it's like different, and then he has to trace like the number.
And it can be used only once.
Yeah, it can
and
be
I
used.
I was like, huh? Oh, so like when he's done, I have to draw this again. Yeah, of course you'll have to draw this again. Because why? She's not artsy, no? So who has to draw all these things? Me. Epic.
But
so I'm
anyway.
Building art books.
It's actually pretty cool. And I was thinking, like, you know, when we travel abroad and all, like, you know, on the plane, you can do these things with them. That will actually keep them entertained. And we did something else also on that book. I can't remember.
There were so many pages, of course. We did lots of stuff.
Yeah, loads of different stuff.
Then a tree with, like, fruits. So then he has to count how many fruits on each tree.
So yeah, so it's different
activities.
Yeah,
there were
activities.
A variety of different
Nangi's,
activities.
Nangi's still too small, I think, to do stuff like that. Maybe when she's two, but she's learning colors. So we get her to take the clay and we draw like a red circle, a yellow circle. And then we tell her, okay, with the clay, you have to, you know, put this on the red thing. And she's really good at it. Like, she knows all the colors. I was quite impressed with her. But then when I try to get her to do it again, to record it, she's like,
yeah. Yeah, you can't get the kids to do things twice.
Yeah,
if they're doing something cool, you got to just pull your phone out and record it without trying to make... When you try to make them do it, they don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And they don't want to do it the second time.
Yeah,
so
and
like,
then they
know,
won't. They're like, no.
Yeah.
No.
And then you can see you're huffing and puffing. Why won't they do it?
Yeah, just go, man.
So, yeah.
But, yeah.
But it's so much fun, like, seeing them learn
it's
new
so
things.
It's so nice. Like, I love
now,
it.
Now, Seth, like, you know, is so smart to the extent that now he's... messing with us, so he'll be like, he'll take blue and be like, oh, this is purple,
he's
and then
so
wait
sneaky.
For our reaction, you know. So he likes to mess around now, even the colors of the rainbow, he knew them perfectly, but now he won't say it perfectly just because he wants me to be like, what are you doing?
And then he wants to laugh,
and then he laughs about
he
it.
He has this funny laugh, I don't know, now he's created, he's like, ha ha ha, that's his laugh, and I'm like, where have you learned this? He goes, ha.
Yeah, you should see when we win a game of Fortnite, the way he laughs.
Oh my God.
Like, he'll be like, ah, yes. Like, you know, it's so hilarious.
And he does a little dance. He loves, oh my gosh, he loves singing, guys. Like, it's crazy the way he listens to a song, like, twice, thrice, and then he just, that
like,
new
when,
song,
when
that's
we're,
a, that,
the, he has a good chase, like,
the,
taste
have
in
you
music.
Heard the way he hums?
Yeah. I know,
how
I know.
Does it go?
Don't worry.
I can't remember it either
right now, but he was listening to it today and he was humming. He was so cute.
Cute, no?
But like, you know, when we're saying songs, we don't mean stuff like Baby Shark or something.
No, no, no.
He's singing
no.
sounds like No Diggity.
No Diggity.
Yeah.
And then how he says, but try to get down. Try to get down. So cute.
Yeah. He sings my song quite well.
Yeah.
He sings all the BTS also. Songs.
He loves BTS songs.
No, he actually loves Korean bands that sing English songs.
Loves
all
it.
Of them.
And they're so nice. So, like, actually, like when you listen, I'm like, wow, I really like
right?
it.
Right?
That feel, the feeling. Yeah. I was like, wow, this is
He's
so good.
He's found some amazing songs.
Yeah.
And
so good.
Yeah. And like he finds this stuff on YouTube and all guys. Like, so I take him to my music page and then he picks what he wants to listen to just based off the picture. And he finds some banger songs.
Yeah, really good
songs. Even the latest one he found off your phone.
Yeah, and he's like, play this again.
Yeah.
Play this again. And then I was like, wow, this is such a nice song.
So he has a good taste in music.
Super taste. I can't wait.
Nangi loves to dance.
My
as well.
Gosh, she'll put her leg up, move
Yeah,
her
she's
hand
learned
like
to move
this,
like
up.
So she'll run and kick in the air
and then fall.
Yeah.
She's
it's
crazy,
amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so and besides that, I guess the only other like noteworthy thing that happened is we opened another commons.
Yeah, in Natu Kote.
Yeah.
So
that
like,
was an interesting project as well because we did have a restaurant there before and we weren't sure. It wasn't really working out. So we were trying to think of something to do with it. And I've been telling them all the time, you know, Commons is such a great brand and has such great food. And, you know, it has built its name over, what, almost 20 years now?
Yeah, 19 years.
19 years. You know, every other coffee shop has like 3-4 branches. Commons has never opened another one. So I was like, you know, we need to do this.
Yeah.
So we opened a new one in Atul Kote and it's been going pretty great.
It's going good,
and it's a lovely place.
Yeah,
you know?
It's so cozy.
I think we've done it really tastefully and cozy. So please do check it out if you're in the area. That was a really fun project. I bought all the plants.
Oh,
you know,
my
I'm the plant guy, so I made sure the foliage was there to make everything look good.
He loves his plants.
Yeah. I have so many plants. If I were to just list them off, I have 6 mango trees, 3 lemon trees, 2 lime, 3 orange, 2 apple, 2 pepper, 4 banana, about 7 tomato plants, about 15 brinjal plants, about bell peppers, chilies.
Yeah, he just wants
you name it.
He basically wants the kids to go and pick their own vegetables and say, "Hey, I want to eat this."
Yeah, like in the future, I want like you know the flex for me would be so that like we could just go out and pick whatever we wanted to eat that we've grown it ourselves. Especially fruits and stuff, you know, fruits are so hard to find and like good fruits.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, by growing everything myself, it's quite rewarding as well when you see everything come into fruition. But mainly I want, you know, the kids to be able to just have whatever they want.
Hey guys, do y'all want to have some fruits in my garden? Something like that.
Something like that, yeah. Go pick their fruits, come make some smoothies.
Yeah, smoothies.
Yeah, put some vodka in there.
Just go.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Trust me. We will be looking
for
things
like that. So
that
is like basically, what were we talking? Oh yeah, comments. So that's open that.
Yeah.
And of course, guys, we have started eating a bit healthy. We thought that we need to, you know, get in shape. I mean, we've been working out like since last year, November, I started spin class. And I loved it. I was obsessed with it. Like, I used to go just twice a week. And because of working, I guess, also working at the restaurant, I obviously hardly ate and I lost a lot of weight. But now we've decided to, like, you know, start eating healthy. Those days I used to eat big portions of rice. Now I try to stick to 1 cup of rice a day. And, like, you know, I've gotten him also to, you know, start because I think we're getting older. Now is the time to, you know, start
being healthy. Body's not the same as it used to be.
Exactly. So we need
so
to start.
A few changes,
you know,
here and there are necessary. Definitely. Staying fit is definitely one of them.
I mean, for the kids, yeah, for
sure. Definitely.
Like running around with them, and we need that. We have to do that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my arms are damn strong, like continuously carrying them around.
Yeah.
The set is what, almost 15 kilos now.
I don't know
and
what
like,
it
you
is.
Know, so
but, yeah.
Honestly, like, I guess that's how parents, like dads especially, stay strong. You know, they're carrying the kids all the time.
I carry. I'm strong.
Yeah. So anyways, thanks for watching, guys.
Anyways.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed this little Why do I say this little? Do I say that all the time? I feel like I do.
Because you're little, probably.
Maybe. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this.
We hope you enjoyed listening to us ramble for a little while.
Oh
and
my gosh, we spoke a lot.
Please do come back for more, and please try and come for Gin Sunday tomorrow at Havelock City to wish Ashi a happy birthday. Thanks for watching, everyone, and like we always say, it's all G.
This podcast is a Creator Cast production.